Chapter 2. Floating, Falling. Alfie fell backward through the air, face to the night sky, as though he had said to himself, "The heck with climbing down. Think I'll just float." The dropping seemed to take forever. March felt his cry explode from his gut, but it stayed inside. All his life he'd been trained not to express emotion in public unless it was manufactured, part of a plan. The sound of the landing was like no sound March had ever heard. It seemed like a sound a watermelon would make, or a plastic jug of water, not a person. March ran. The last few inches, he slid on his knees against the stones, stone against bone. Pop! Alfie steamed strangely unbrewed, filling March with hope. Then he noticed the blood pooling behind his father's head. Alfie's hand came up, fingers fluttering like a sputtering candle. March reached for that hand to still those fingers. He had never seen his father with shaking hands. Jewel thieves don't have hands that tremble. March! He swallowed against the fear that constricted his throat. Pop, I... Wait. A month? What? Alfie coughed, a terrible, awful sound, thick and bubbling. Promise. A month. Promise, but then find the jewels. Each word came out as a small puff of air. Stick. Rag. With what seemed like enormous effort, his father touched March's cheek and his hair. Follow the falls today. Don't die, March pleaded. Please don't die. No. Blood frothed and came out of Alfie's mouth. His eyes were unfocused now, staring up at the moon. March collapsed back on his heels. He didn't believe in this moment. He hung suspended in it, but it wasn't real. Sure, he could change it, but he could return to himself on the bridge. He could pedal faster. And then he'd have time to yell, "Don't slip," or "Watch out." March heard a siren. That European wee-hoo, wee-hoo sound that footsteps running and stopping behind him. The moment was over. Time had ticked on, and it took him to a place where his father was dead. Behind him, there were sudden fragments of sound and movement. A half circle of people talking in hushed voices. The doorman. A couple of kitchen workers. The ambulance drew up. A police car squealed to a halt. The officials were here. You see a uniform, you scram. March stumbled away as the ambulance workers ran over. He kept backing up, his eyes on the medics. He watched them bend over the body, shine a light in Alfie's eyes, feel for a pulse, get out the equipment. They cut away Alfie's jacket, and diamonds spilled out of his pockets. The small crowd gasped. The police perked up. March saw the instant the medics gave up. Two of them exchanged a glance, and one shook his head. Their movements slowed, and one of them started to put equipment away. There was no need to hurry now. A terrible anguish filled his chest and pressed against his heart. More talking in Dutch. The circle around Alfie was growing. A couple of hotel guests had heard the commotion and come out. Tomorrow it would be a story, how a man with diamonds in his pockets fell down from the sky. One policeman squatted over the body. He said a name with great excitement. Alfred McQuinn. And then someone in the circle, the guy in the white apron, the baker, trying to be helpful, was pointing, and March picked out a word he knew. Jungen, boy. Var is de Jungen? By the time someone pointed again, it was to air.